Look for Craig's weekly column in your favorite newspaper. This show is being beamed nationwide by the Business Talk Radio Network, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and on the internet at ComputerAmerica.com. Keep it here for technology news, computer products, guest interviews, and your phone calls. You're listening to Computer America.
Well, hello and welcome into the Computer America Show. It's the nation's longest running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2009, and I'm your host, Craig Crossman.
I'm your co-host, Carrie Holzman.
In the meantime, I want to get to our guest this hour. Actually, he's been with us a number of times in the past. They continue to improve the products, and certainly like to have him back from time to time because one of the products, Neo Pro, is something that I think most of our listeners will be interested in hearing about because, you know, email is important. Let's face it. I mean, it's part of my everyday life. I know it is of yours, and so many more of you out there are also very focused with email. You work with hundreds of emails every week, and I know I do, thousands every month. Sometimes I think it's thousands every day in my part. And, you know, while you try and organize them into folders and the like, what do you do when you actually have to find an important piece of email? Now, my guest this hour is from Kalo Software. You're going to be hearing about their Neo Pro. It's been improved again. It's an Outlook add-on that shows you many different views of all your messages by date, by sender, by attachment, and all ways you think about email, and it's instantly searchable. Joining us is Terry Johnson. Terry handles media relations for Kalo Software. Hey, Terry, welcome back into Computer America.
Hey, Craig and Carrie. Thanks for having me on again. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, exactly. And so that's what it is. I was getting, Terry, for a while until I finally was able to rein it in. I was getting about 14,000 pieces of email spam a day.
A day.
That's not a throw in around. I was getting about 14,000 pieces of junk email a day until I finally had to rein in between my ISP, between using sophisticated Bayesian filtering software techniques and everything. It's now manageable, but holy mackerel, you know.
That's insane.
It is insane.
See what happens when you're popular and famous?
Yes.
Yeah, and I can't afford to change my email address because that's how over 20 some odd years I've been using that. And, you know, it's in every PR, whatever, you know, contact I have.
Sure.
I cannot change it. And so thank goodness that our anti-spam technology is sort of catching up.
Yep.
But, you know, it's a race. You know, they find things to get around here. So, but basically the problem is, and that you address with Neo Pro is email overload. Is that correct?
Well, here's the thing. We didn't need those terabyte drives because we didn't have so much stuff. Now there's the ability of having MP3s and I want to save my DVDs. My dad saves
videos.
Every email that gets sent to him. And look, I try and throw away as much email as possible, but my inbox right now has 7,866 items in it as we speak.
Wow.
That's just the inbox folder. That doesn't include all the other folders.
Hey, Gary, you're gonna love Neo.
I was going to say, trying to find something, often I just sort by, you know, name so I can find that message.
Or you search, and you try to find a keyword, but heaven help you if you can't remember a keyword that's going to make something come out. Yeah.
So here's our problem. So now we got all this stuff, and now we got to be able to find it. We've got it somewhere in this pile.
Well, can I give you a little background on the history of this product?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, first of all, Nelson Email Organizer is the full name that we started with, and of course we shortened it down as companies do to the acronym NEO, which is what it's known as now.
And made famous by the character from The Matrix.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Wish we would have harnessed that. and as you mentioned, Craig, it works in conjunction with Microsoft Outlook, but I wanted to point out that it works with the Outlook that comes with the Office suite of applications, so it doesn't work with the Outlook Express, but it works with Outlook proper. And what it does is it gives you complete control over your email. And, you know, as I say those words, I know it sounds like pure hyperbole, but it really, really does, especially as you guys are, you mentioned a few different things about how you handle your email, and I know that this product would be valuable for you. It can be downloaded. We just changed the download trial time to 90 days, so you have 3 months to play with it.
Wow.
And you can find it at emailorganizer.com.
Right now, Carrie and I are talking to Terry Johnson, Terry handles the media relations for Kalo Software, and we're kind of focusing in on Neo and the Nelson email organizer and what it's going to do and how it's going to work. Now, Carrie, just before the break, I think you had actually asked a question, and I think Terry was responding to it. Why don't you?
Well, Terry's telling us about the history of the company.
Right, exactly.
Oh, right, right. Thanks again for having me on, guys.
Sure.
Neo was actually was first released, or you know, when I think about this, it actually goes back almost 10 years. So around April 2000, the 1.0 came out, and if I'm not mistaken, the software was probably the first software that was specifically at that time devoted to email organizing, which was probably how we were able to get the emailorganizer.com domain. So Kalo Software was sort of a pioneer in this area. I know Eudora had a lot of bells and whistles and stuff, but especially in terms of Outlook email, we kind of really went after this organizing concept.
Hmm. Now, you know, obviously email's becoming, I don't know when all this started, but email started becoming something to contend with as more email started coming in, more people wanted to save messages. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the issue I have with my father is that he likes to save everything.
He doesn't delete anything.
Why do you say it? And in Outlook Express, you know, you hit 2 gigabytes on your sent items folder, and this fun thing happens where the program just keeps resending the message. It never leaves your outbox because there's not enough room in the sent items box. And just, so I keep getting the same message 10 times a day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Dad, you got to throw stuff away. Now, he was a computer guy. You'd think he'd know that. And then, of course, back in the days of where I was working in the corporate world, the IT guys would come down and say, you know, empty, you know, take out some messages. Take, you know, you've got too much space on the server being eaten up by email. It was a constant thing that the IT guys would come down on all of us about. And aside from that, I mean, I think now that the current versions of Outlook can hold, I don't know, 16 gigabytes of email now or something ridiculous like that without causing any problems, and hard drives are large. So now you've got all this stuff, but how do you find anything? And is this only going to work with Outlook, or what if you're using webmail? I mean, even Gmail now is like seven and a half gigs.
It's escalating for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that most people, especially if they use email as part of their work, you know, they as you're pointing out, I mean, they consider it more of a pain, especially with the volumes of email. And, you know, everyone can relate to the frustration of dealing, you know, with this mound of email, as you pointed out. I mean, I don't know many people that have 14,000 a day coming in, but that's a lot. But, I mean, the average person's got a lot of email. And, you know, trying to, you know, as you pointed out before, trying to find an important email that you know is buried somewhere and you're on a deadline. I mean, it's just really, really you know, a stressful situation. Or like coming back from a week holiday. And you've got 1,000 emails now to contend with, not to mention all the voicemails and everything piling up. So invariably, you know, to stay on top of the email overload, you know, people have to survive here. So what they do is they create systems. And as you, I think, Carrie, you pointed out the creating folders. You know, people have the system of they'll make a folder for everyone they deal with, and all day long they're dragging and dropping into these folders. And
for creating rules.
Yeah, they're creating rules and they're maintaining those rules and moving mail back and forth. And that's all great. But, the problem is it's, frankly, kind of time-consuming. And, you know, people have other things to do.
Well, where it's really painful is one of the things that's keeping me from a nice format and reinstall of my operating system is trying to figure out how to back up all those rules and put them back in again. I've got so many of them now. Because, you know, you just add one today, add one tomorrow. Before you know it, you've got 50 or 60 of them in there.
Yeah.
But we'll pick up on this when we come back.
And I hate it when they conflict, you know, and
you got to find the one out of the 50 that's causing the problem.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be right back with more. This is Computer America. This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, 866-606-TALK, the toll-free number, live at ComputerAmerica.com or the chat room at ComputerAmerica.com. All this hour, Carrie and I are talking to Terry Johnson. He handles media relations for Kalo Software, and we're focusing on Neo. I got to tell you, just before the break, we started talking about those rules that you can make to move things. We see the email messages into their proper folders, and for the past 3 months, I've had one of these nightmare ones that it was working every day. We have I get a transcript file sent to us from our chat room, and it would go into a folder that I had named chats, you know. And then one day, for some reason, because I was doing something, I can't remember where or what happened, it started not going in that folder anymore. It went into my Computer America folder. And I got, so I thought, okay, let me look at it. And I have been playing with that rule, and I've been moving, and I've been deleting folders. I have moved heaven and earth, and I can't get files coming from this thing to go into the proper folder. And I am looking at this thing, and I know it's probably something obvious, but, you know, I have looked and looked and analyzed it. And it drives me crazy when things like that happen, you know. And I just wish there was a better way. You know? So there you go. Now, NeoPro doesn't help you with the rules. It just helps you define, correct?
Well, what Neo does in a nutshell is it uses indexing technology and a patented shortcut technology to. It's kind of a new approach. It allows you. It displays all of your sent and received email in a variety of different ways simultaneously, which is really kind of interesting, and it makes a lot of sense because we sort of think of email in different ways. I mean, there's different ways to look at an email. So if I can give you a concrete example, Craig, Neo automatically indexes in the background, on the fly, as we say, incoming and outgoing email into correspondent folders.
Okay.
Okay. Now the messages are still in your inbox and your sent items folder, and you could still have these rules running in the background, okay, so that nothing messes that up. But these messages are displayed and available in these individual correspondent folders. So what that means is, if I want to put my hands on an email from Jack Smith, let's say, I simply have to click on Jack's folder, and the list pane displays all the email both sent and received from Jack, and it's even color coded. So, like, all the messages I sent him are in blue, and all the ones I've received from him are in black. Now, if Jack is a guy that I've been talking to and corresponding with for years, and there may be 1,000 emails in that folder,
yes,
you know, at that point I can use Neo's filter feature, which is just excellent. They added it a few years ago, and what it does is it allows you to kind of reduce the list down like instantly, and really instantly. There's no time at all that is occupied or is used up in displaying the list. That's the shortcut technology they've developed at use there. So what I can do is, just to give an example, if I'm looking for an email that I've received from Jack, I would just click on the received icon. Now I'm just looking at email I've received from him, and the same for sent. If I'm looking for an email that I sent him, I click on that, and now I'm just looking at those emails. And I can even, using the filter bar, I can even look at email or look at email in a date range. So I can say, I want to see email that I sent to Jack in June of like 2004, for instance, or 2001 if I was your dad, right?
Okay.
Collecting all those emails.
Yeah,
and of course, I can also use Neo's search feature. Now, Neo was actually, when it came out back in 2000, it was sort of known, and we got a lot of press about it everyone referred to it as a search engine for Outlook, because Outlook didn't have a search engine at that time to speak of. It was very slow. You guys probably remember that. So Neo was really, and it does still have a very robust, very fast search engine, which is not the end all for managing email, because you can do a search and have to still, you have 1,000 extraneous unrelated emails to sift through. But
yeah, that's okay. You have to stop instantly. He's got 30 seconds.
Okay, here we go. So anyway, the last point I want to make there is you can now do a search on Jack's folder in the case of this analogy and see only those emails that are specific to Jack. So it just really allows you to fine-tune.
It does, really. Listen, we're going to break for 60 seconds, and then we'll continue on with this. We're talking about Neo Pro, and we'll be right back. This is Computer America. 60 seconds.
And we're back with the Computer America Show. We are live on the Business and Lifestyle Talk Radio Networks. We're broadcasting coast to coast and around the world through the web at ComputerAmerica.com. Talking with Terry Johnston from Kalo Software, talking all about Neo, a product that lets you search and find messages in Outlook. You know, Terry, that sounds so basic. The searching, it's got to be more than just... Expand on that for me, because I know it's got to be, it can't just be as simple as I'm looking for every message that has the word draft in it.
Yeah, searching is not is really not the solution here, because, you know, as I pointed out, and everyone knows this, you do a search in Outlook or whatever, and you still have to sift through tons of emails. So the fact that you're able to you know, with Neo, your email is where you expect it to be. And I talked about the correspondent folder, and that's really my favorite feature, and I use that one all day long. You know, Neo applies the same concept to other ways that you may want to look at your email or other ways that Neo displays the email. So for to give an example, you can view your emails by date, like you want to see all the email that was sent and received in the month of November. You just click on the November folder. And then, of course, you can apply the filter bar to reduce that list down. So if you're looking for an email that you can't remember who sent it to you, but you know it came in this specific date, you can go to that folder, and they're all there nicely, discreetly organized for you. And then you can search on that specific folder. So now you're only searching, like, November 2006, for instance. So that's very, very cool.
Now, and, who's this intended for? I mean, is this really intended for a corporation that has hundreds of thousands of emails, or is this, you know, intended for a Joe user?
It's really intended for Joe user at work, basically, or Joe user that uses email as part of their profession, or whether they're home business or at work. That was one of the reasons why that it works just with the Outlook that comes with Office Suites, because most people in an office have that use Outlook. They're using the proper Outlook. And, yeah, it's for the guy that's just really overloaded, that, you know, email's, you know, a very important part of his life, like yourselves, for instance, where, you know, you can't be bogged down by this email, so you have to have something in place so you can get your fingers on an email quickly. And like, I've been using Neo, you know, literally every single working day for the last 9 years. And from time to time, I'm faced with having to use Outlook again, and I'm kind of lost because, you know, the old paradigm about having the inbox and the sent items folder as being these big receptacles for email is just, it just seems, it's not, you know, the analogy that we used with the you guys were
seems
talking
like Terminator about, the movie
opening the show with Terminator, exactly. I mean, that it's just old school, but it's still there. You know, I mean, Outlook has improved its search feature, and it's got a few other features that are similar to Neo now with today and yesterday's email, but it really hasn't gone anywhere. So I mean, this program is just really, really fantastic. And it applies, you know, people use it in a variety of ways. Like, graphic designers love the attachment view. So, you know, you can click on a PDF folder and see all emails with PDF attachments. So if you're like me and you can't always remember things as quickly as you'd like to, mm-hmm. and there's an email that you can't remember who the heck sent it to you, with someone in the group, but you know, and you can't remember exactly when, so you're not going to use the date feature, but you know what, it had a PowerPoint attachment. Boom. Then you just go to the attachment folder, click on a thing and on the icon, and now you're just looking at only emails which have, you know, PowerPoint attachments. And then, of course, then you can search into that if you want,
right,
and use the filter bar and so forth. But it just gets you right to the email that you're looking for.
Now, as long as you're using Outlook, I guess, is the condition here. So if you are using webmail like Gmail or one of the other services, as long as you're bringing that mail in through Outlook, mm-hmm. you can take advantage of Neo.
Yeah, well, actually, Neo, the developers of Neo developed something that was just for the internal use within the company, which is great for integrating with webmail. Like, I have a webmail account. I basically push all my mail to my Yahoo account so I can work on the weekends and stuff. And what I do is I can BCC myself, right? Mm-hmm. So, and we have some code in there so that when that email comes in and it's BCC'd from me, Neo knows to put that email into that person's correspondent folder. So, you know, you've always that ability.
Of course, BCC is a blind carbon copy, which is, by the way,
right,
for our listeners who don't know, a feature many of you should learn how to use.
Yeah,
when
it's
you're
very useful.
Forwarding, when you want to send a message to more than one person, that way you don't have everybody's email address in there. It's sort of considered a breach of privacy.
Sure, mm-hmm. You BCC yourself, yeah.
Exactly. I have more questions about Neo Pro 4, but I'm also you bill this product as an email organizer. Is that fair?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because you also have a product called Neo Fine,
mm-hmm.
and you're billing that as the ultimate email finder. But we were just talking about in Neo Pro that you can also use it to find. So
absolutely.
Help me distinguish between these two products.
Yeah, well, the Neo Find actually just came out a couple of months ago, just under 2 months ago, mm-hmm. and it is just a fantastic product for those people that don't want a really robust email client per se. Like, when I'm using Outlook, I've got Outlook open up all the time, but I'm only using the calendar. But my real email client is Neo Pro, even though it's indexing with the Outlook email. I'm using it as my email client. Mm-hmm. But in the past, some people have thought that was great, but you know, for whatever reason, they still want to be looking at Outlook all the time. Okay. And maybe they don't need the attachment folder or the category feature and so forth. So we developed this product called NeoFind. It's fantastic. It's taken three of probably the best features in Neo, in my estimation, which is the correspondent feature, the search feature, and the filter bar. And so when you open up Outlook, NeoFind, it opens up in the background, so it's unobtrusive. Mm-hmm. It sits in the system tray, and on the fly in the background, it's indexing all those emails coming and going. So you're going about your day, you're using your rules, or doing whatever you continue to do in Outlook.
Right.
Uh-huh. But when you want to put on a find an email that you received from Jack Smith 3 months ago, you open up Neo, click on his folder, and then you're back into that scenario now where you've got the email tightly organized into correspondent folders,
as opposed to just using the built-in find ability in Outlook.
Exactly, exactly. In this case, I mean, that built-in, the Outlook has improved over the years, of course. Mm. They've improved the search engine and stuff. But, you know, the one thing about Neo is it's kind of intuitive. Like, you just click on the folder, there they all are. They're color-coded. You see both sent and received email, and you're not looking at a lot of extra stuff. So
yeah, I found that searching with Outlook is almost, I won't say counterintuitive, but it's really... You feel like you have to crack a manual, you know, or something.
Well, the problem with Outlook is it's never been redesigned. I guess that's to our benefit because we sell a lot of this Neo product. But it's been built on itself over the years, and there's a lot going on under the hood that that could be fixed. But
and through complexity, with features, these features comes to a certain amount of complexity, you know, and so...
Right. You mentioned with the rules, for instance. I mean, that's a very complex thing. I mean, rules are great, but they
and heaven help you if one of them goes rogue on you, and then you got to figure out what is going... And I've spent in hours trying to analyze and figure out what is... I haven't taken it to the end yet in the process of elimination. Eventually, but I'm going to have to strip it all out and just go one rule at a time and then, and add it back.
I'll tell you something else that happens is in this economy, a lot of the people that we've had contacts with that I've made rules for aren't with those companies anymore.
Right.
And now I got to figure out which rule are they in so I can get them out. Yeah. Or if I don't hear from them again, the rule just sort of sits there, sort of like an old law on the book from 1812 that says you can't spit on the sidewalk on Sunday that nobody enforces, but nobody took off the books.
Yeah.
So you end up with all these rules just hanging around, just taking up space, not doing anything.
Yeah. Well, a lot of rules, from discussing email with people over the years, I found that a lot of people set up rules for email that has less priority than other emails. So, for instance, you might subscribe to 50 different e-zines, but you don't necessarily want to see them all the time in your inbox. So they'll set up rules to move those into folders, and then they can look at those e-zines on the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. But the way Neo tackles that is it's got a bulk mail feature, which is very, very cool, and it allows you to designate certain email to the bulk mail area for that purpose so that you can, prioritize your email and not be looking at e-zines while you're supposed to be looking at your boss's email.
All right, listen, we're going to take another break, and we'll continue on. This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, 866-606-TALK, live at ComputerAmerica.com, or, of course, the chat room at ComputerAmerica.com. We'll continue on with Terry from Kalo Software right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. This is Computer America. Listening to the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. All this hour, Carrie and I have been talking to Terry Johnston, who handles media relations for Kalo Software, and we've been talking about Neo Pro and their Neo Find product, which basically, I guess, was developed by you because, as you said, some people just didn't want they just wanted to stick with the Outlook rather than using the Neo Pro product. They were comfortable with the Outlook environment, I guess, and thought they would just, but they still wanted some of the three most useful or most powerful features of the Neo Pro, which was the Find and what was the other two that you mentioned?
Well,
the conversation, yeah.
Sure, you've got correspondent folders, so that's right. Where all of your email is indexed into correspondent folders, where you can see both sent and received email for everyone mm-hmm. that you deal with, right?
Right.
And you've got the filter bar, so in those cases where you've got a lot of emails, like I'm sure between Craig and Kerry, you guys have corresponded over the years. You probably
nah, he never writes me.
No.
No.
Well, he never responds, so there you go.
I learned from the master.
So in that case, you can use the filter bar, which can really quickly fine tune that list into a more discrete list. You know, like all sent emails or what have you. And then you've got the search feature, really fast keyword search feature. And again, if you're searching within a correspondent folder, it makes a lot more sense than doing a global search in Outlook, because you're just looking at searching and those specific emails that you
sure.
For that guy that you're trying to find email from.
Yeah, Kerry is convinced that he has some sort of rogue rule in there, and that it takes all my email and boosts it to his deleted file. listen. So now, pricing of the Neo Pro 4 and the Neo Fine is what?
Sure. Well, Neo Pro is just under $50. It's $49.95.
Okay.
And Neo Fine is. The regular price is $19.95, and it's currently on sale for $15.
Okay.
And as I said, people can kick it around. They can play with it for
sure.
three months at emailorganizer.com,
right.
And be the judge for themselves.
And what we'll do is we actually have a link to the Neo products at computeramerica.com. I think it's already up, as a matter of fact.
Oh, great.
We go to computeramerica.com, just click the show notes button, and Kerry already has that link there as well. Again, it's Neo Pro 4.0 and Neo Find. And I, Terry, I want to thank you for being here on the show again and telling us about these products and keeping us informed as new ones continue to emerge from Kalo.
Craig, thank you so much. And thanks, Kerry.
Hey, listen, thanks for being here
thank
tonight.
You.
And have a good evening now. Thanks, Terry.
Okay, take care.
Good night.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.